Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're smiling on Tuesday. Hopefully your times are good. Things are happy, or at least positive with you. That's the way we like to hear it. If that's possible, let's all be together, hold hands, and contact the living, shall we, here? Tuesday, the 22nd of June, first full day of summertime here on the DJV Way for you to spend time while away the moments with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So apparently in California, where Jennifer is, boys and girls, they have decided to pay off all the accumulated unpaid rent that has piled up for everybody, Jennifer? Does that mean everyone?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about right now.
$5 billion? Where are they getting the $5 billion bucks?
Where do you think they get money? But this was going to be the problem. I think we've talked about it here before. We have a homeless problem that's already awful and horrible. And I know I've been saying for a long time, like, you know, what's going to happen when those rent moratoriums go down? Because people aren't going to, it's different with the mortgage. If you couldn't pay your mortgage during the pandemic, a lot of mortgage companies would work with you and they tag those mortgage payments on to the end because they didn't want to have a lot of foreclosures to deal with. So that was one thing. But for renters, the question always in my mind was, once the moratoriums ended, what were they going to do? And you couldn't keep the eviction moratoriums going indefinitely. So the governor said that California is now going to pay off past due rent that accumulated in the state because of coronavirus. And, you know, look, I don't know. I know something has to be done. I just don't know if this is the right. I don't know if this is the right answer. I don't know what is the right answer, to be honest. But California is going to ban evictions for unpaid rent beyond June 30th now, which is when the latest round of this relief is supposed to expire. And so it's a little temporary relief. Federal eviction protections are also set to expire on June 30th. California, still with their protections, will continue after that date. Newsom said that they're meeting privately now with the legislature to decide what to do. And part of the negotiations over the $260 billion operating budget that Newsom has says that they're going to extend the ban, that's likely, and they're going to give California more time to spend money or create money to pay, to cover the unpaid rent. Now, the opposite side of the coin, because you're feeling for the renters, there are landlords groups who are now arguing about how long this extension should last. Because remember, they haven't gotten a break from paying their mortgage if they still have it. So maybe they've tacked their payments on to the end. Who knows? But you're now looking at over a year of people who own buildings not being able to evict or collect money. So it's a tough situation.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right, well, that's interesting to see. What are they doing in New Jersey? What are they doing down where you are, Jay, in Tennessee? Anything similar to this going on there? Or is California, as usual, moderately unique?
No, most mortgage places, if you had to skip anything, they didn't even tag it on to the end. It was like, okay, now we're done. Now you owe us everything.
Oh. I think it depends. My brother and sister-in-law have been going through this with their house, too, and their mortgage. And every mortgage company is different, which made it really complicated. And, I mean, my sister-in-law has spent hours and hours and hours on the phone and trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do. Are they just going to give you a big bill at the end, or is it going to be...
Do they rent or own, Victoria?
They own. So they've got a mortgage. Okay. And then... In New York City, I have a lot of friends who, most people in New York City, like 90-something% rent in New York City. And so, the rent relief program opened up, I think it was last week, and they got flooded with 100,000 applications right away, and, like, the, you know, the system got shut down, basically. So they're thinking in New York between 800,000 to 1.25 million people are at risk of eviction. So they're kind of doing something. It's about half the budget that California has, so it's about $2.5 billion is what they're looking, I guess, ultimately to try to pay to relieve the landlords and the actual tenants, because they, you know, if everybody gets kicked out, where is everyone going to go? First of all, it's New York City. You can't just go live on the beach in Venice and California, and, you know, it's a difficult situation, and it's something certainly with the mayoral race happening right now. It's been a huge topic of all the candidates, and I don't know if I've heard an answer from any of them really of how.
Well, what is
how
the
do you
answer?
Do this?
What's the
right.
answer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Because it's either people end up on the street or they're going to have the government come in and bail them out. And I think
in the case of New York City, the five boroughs, especially Manhattan and Brooklyn, where the rent is the highest, people have already moved out who couldn't, you know, a lot of people realized they lost their job, they weren't going to be able to pay rent, and they moved right away. Others hung in there and didn't self-evict, and so it's a real mess. And, you know, New Jersey, Long Island, upstate New York, that's where people have moved to, but the rent in Jersey has just, especially with the summertime now, it's unbelievable how much the rent has gone up. And it's just going to continue to go up. Rent in New York City has obviously gone down, not as much as you would think, but it has. But moving to the suburbs, the rent is a lot more expensive now. So it's almost better to kind of stay in the city if you can hang in there.
Well, but is there a resolve down the road that is... see, this is part of the unintended consequences, if that's the way you want to put it. There are
right.
a number
yeah.
of them, people not having work or people that are needed for work. I saw something interesting about a restaurant, big time, you know me, I don't follow the chef stuff or those food shows or whatever it is, but there's some celebrity chef whose name, there's Wolfgang Puck is among them, but there's a couple of other celebrity chefs who are saying that they can't find, the shortage is plaguing all of these restaurants, and they haven't been able to reopen some. Here's Cartier in Beverly Hills. They don't have enough waiters, so they can't. There's a couple of Spago in Beverly Hills. I'm just looking at this story that happens to affect Los Angeles. The restaurant industry is looking for 1.7 million jobs to be filled. And this particular, I'm looking at the story is how much has been offered here. Here's one restaurant that's offering $120,000 a year to waiters, and they can't find them. What is wrong with this picture? And again, the unintended consequences of having shut everything down was all around. Are we going to be in a year from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now, are we going to be looking in the mirror or talking to each other and thinking to ourselves, what in the world did we do to ourselves? Was this the right thing to do? It's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking.
We're
looking
kind
at
of already
mirror.
Thinking that, aren't we?
I think
we
are, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
I
that's
think the
what,
interesting, one little quick note that's really interesting, the difference between New York and Los Angeles. A lot of, let's be honest, right, like every waiter in Los Angeles is a wannabe actor. When the pandemic shut all of the Hollywood industry down, a lot of, and I have some friends who are actors, and they moved home with their parents. They moved out of L.A. They couldn't afford the rent. So they just, and they knew the industry wasn't coming back anytime soon. So they moved home to wherever, whatever state they're from. In New York, the difference is the restaurants are understaffed with people like delivery people and things like that, but there are still a lot of waiters because almost every Broadway actor has now been hired at a restaurant. So they stayed in New York, so the restaurants are actually, you know, for the most part, if a restaurant has stayed open, they're actually doing okay. But I think that there's a real staff shortage in L.A. just because people left.
Well, there's that, but there are other, I see them here in my town in Framingham. I see help wanted signs out in front of almost every single restaurant that you go by, whether it's a individual small little diner or whether it's a national chain, doesn't make any difference. And so anyway, the other thing that seems to be going on is we are back to restarting, if you want to use that term, the daily activities that we did before the virus started and we became cautious. So are you doing that in your life? Is everything pretty much back to normal?
I feel like we're normal again.
Yeah.
We've been out to a million restaurants.
Bars, restaurants.
I would say we're back to normal.
Is the biggest impact having people go back to where they worked before? They're still worrying, but is that the biggest? I still see, like, tons. I do a lot of haying on the farm in various large industrial parks and office parks and cut a lot of the big fields that are around. And I was yesterday going through one of these large, huge places in Westboro, which is down a little bit west of me, and the buildings are empty. Huge buildings. Nobody in the park.
Yeah, all the corporate parks where they...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, I saw something yesterday in one of the business reports. I think it really depends on what industry you work in. The financial industry, like especially Wall Street and New York, private equity, things like that, I think those workers, and I have a few friends who work in private equity, they're already planning on being back in the office right after Labor Day. So I think it really just depends, you know, what industry you're in. Like, my husband is going to be remote now forever, hopefully. So, you know, and it saves us a lot of money.
You didn't have to go in at all and the train?
No. I mean, every once in a while, if his boss comes up from the D.C. area where he lives, then, you know, Lewis will probably go into the city just to have some FaceTime with his boss. But other than that, it's kind of going to stay the way it is.
Is he listening right now? He's not listening right now, right?
No.
Does it ever make you crazy to just be stuck at home, though, with the same person over and over again? Do you agree it's stir crazy?
No, I mean, we just moved into a bigger apartment, so we have an office now. And no, actually, we haven't. To be perfectly honest, and this is so unlike me, but to be perfectly honest, like, I have been saying all along to my friends, like, I'm going to miss him if he goes, if he commutes again.
Sweet.
So, like, luckily, he doesn't have to. But, the other bonus of that is it saves us thousands of dollars a year that he doesn't have to
like
spend
a raise.
On.
Yeah.
I mean, in a
I
sense,
just think it's hard. I'm really happy that it's worked out for you guys. I think for a lot of people, it's hard being stuck at home in the same place with the same people.
Now at least you can go out.
You know, it's a little bit easier now that you can go places when you need like an hour to just go. Whew. But yeah,
one out of five people responding to this survey that I'm looking at say they were very worried about infections in their inner circle. Otherwise, no. And that's, I think, an important number. 18 past the hour. Speaking of numbers.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The key says sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV Tuesday program. Doug with Jen, Victoria, Jay. Jay's about to bring us up today with all of the things, a lot of trending items, some of them having to do with the Olympics, whether there's going to be one or not. I don't know. I still am not convinced that all of this stuff is going to come off. I know a lot of people want it to come off, and some people don't. But there's an interesting story about a weightlifter that I think is rather interesting. We get to that right after this.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's the car, right? Just one check. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
All right, so a couple of Olympic things here. The idea that someone who was a man becomes a woman and has the gender, what do they call it? The gender...
Reassignment surgery.
Reassignment surgery, okay. So this woman named Laurel Hubbard, was his name Larry before? What was his name before? It was Laurel. Anybody know? Not that it makes any difference, just interesting. I find
I
it sometimes
know. I
interesting
heard.
To see
I don't know.
How
yeah, I
names
don't know
get
one.
Changed. Anyway, she's qualified for the Olympics, Jay, but
she
she's transgender, so what? Who's this going to drive crazy?
No, she's the first.
Crazy.
She is. Laurel Hubbard is the first transgender woman to individually qualify for the Olympics. However, the Games have had an inclusion policy for trans athletes since 2003. So this isn't...
Wow, really?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, so this isn't something that
that's an
has
interesting
just happened.
That I have not heard. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, so she is the first openly transgender woman that actually qualified. She lifted a net weight of 628 pounds across two lifts to qualify and will enter the Games. Now, she is coming in at the fourth ranking among women's weightlifters weighing more than 192 pounds.
So she's not even the number one.
So she's not even ranked number one. No, she's ranked number four.
That's interesting.
She's 43. Says she's grateful and humbled by the kindness and support that's been given to me by so many New Zealanders. She broke her arm, I guess, last year, right? Lifting weights.
No, in 2018, and it could have been career-ending. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so what are we, she's number four with women. Why is this the reason she's not competing with men? If you look at her stats, which I did the other day, and this is the only thing that I'll add. I don't care if, you know, people want to, you know, live their life any way they want to, but when you're competing with other people and there are benefits to being biologically male and benefits to being biologically female, is it fair to have people who were biologically male competing in those same categories? And if you look at this person's record, this person was never able to compete necessarily in the men's categories with what their capabilities were. And so now they're going to go in and compete with women. And I don't believe that that is fair to all the women who have worked very, very hard their whole life. It's not easy to qualify for the Olympics. You have to dedicate your entire life to that. And is it fair that they're going to have to compete with someone who's biologically male?
But that's always been my argument
about it in sports, because I don't care outside of sports. It's in sports that I believe women deserve to have protections too.
It's very interesting to look at all of the issues that are here. And I kind of am with Jennifer on this, because I think that you have things in your body that are different. Men just have different stuff. There's this Chelsea Wolf, who's also another transgender athlete, that is a freestyle runner, I think, and she's competing as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. 28 after the hour.
Do you have an idea for a book, fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president, in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Laptop emails reportedly implicate Hunter Biden and the Washington, D.C. firm Blue Star under federal investigation for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian company that counted Biden as a board member. The Department of Justice is investigating. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This day in history, Flash, 1933, Otto Hitler bans political parties in Germany other than the Nazis. Flash, 1941, under the codename Barbarossa, Germany invades the Soviet Union. Flash, 1942, a Japanese submarine bombs Fort Stevens at the mouth of the Columbia River, northwest of Portland, Oregon. Flash, 1938.
Clinch and rope round is back against the ropes again. They're not too close to the ropes. Lewis out, and Lewis missed with a left swing. Cut in close, bottom of the car, right to the jaw, and again, a right to the body, a left hook, a right to the head, a left to the head, a right, Stanley is going down. Buddy held to his feet, held to the roof, looked to his corner, in helplessness, and Stanley is down. Stanley is down, the count is four, and he's up, and Lewis, right and left to the head, a left to the jaw, a right to the head, and Donovan is watching carefully. Lewis measured him. Right to the body. A left hook to the jaw. And Schmeling is down. The count is 5, 6, 7, 8. The men are in the ring. The fight is over. On a technical knockout, Max Schmeling is beaten in one round.
Joe Lewis and Max Schmeling meet for the second time in the boxing ring. Schmeling had won the first fight. The fight was held at Yankee Stadium before a crowd of 70,000 people. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the exciting and unpredictable DJV program. It's one of the things I noticed looking around that people like about this program. Listener Jack says, what I like about the DJV program is I don't know what I'm going to hear next, which is cool. It's the best way to have a conversation, right? Not knowing what people are going to say. We don't know what we're going to say ourselves. Jennifer Horn is here. I didn't say we don't know what we're talking about. I said we don't know what we're going to say next. I hope we all. I think we sound pretty convincing, don't we, most of the time? Like we know what we're talking about? We have our convictions.
Maybe you have to ask. I don't know that that's a great sign.
Really? Oh, come on. Victoria Keelan is there. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. This Derek Chauvin case continues. A couple of interesting cases this week. That one and the one with Britney Spears. So let's talk about Derek Chauvin, Victoria, first being sentenced for the murder. What's the expectation here? He's been found guilty on all accounts.
Right.
So what's he, what is it, 30, 40? What is he? May I just interject?
It could be 30 years, which is
okay.
What the, yeah. So technically, it could be, the judge has, I guess, it's second degree manslaughter, third degree murder. So it could be up to 30 years. The Chauvin's defense team, which is laughable, has filed motions to just give him probation and no jail time. So I don't know. Yeah, that's ballsy. But the prosecution has said they want the full extent and they want 30 years. I think from most, the speculation on this Judge Cahill is that he's going to, based on his prior rulings and sentencings, Chauvin's going to end up somewhere in the middle. So it might end up being 18, 20 years, something like that.
I think he's going to get about 20 or 25, probably because he's got multiple sentences that'll run concurrently. So, because remember, he was found guilty on a number of charges, and so they can space them out, but I would imagine the judge will probably, and it's probably the right thing to do, run the sentences together so he can serve them all at the same time. I would imagine that's probably more likely what's going to happen.
Right.
So, we'll see,
So, then, under the circumstances, I was thinking about this, and I don't know why it popped into my head earlier today. Think about the fellow that shot that six-year-old. I actually was thinking about this when I was driving around this weekend. This guy...
It's a haunting story. I know.
Somebody should just... He should just... In my world, he should just be executed. No trial, nothing. Just shoot him because he's so guilty and it was so heinous. And it just doesn't... Most people
well,
think...
Well, and
it
was so stupid. It was
trial.
For no reason. There
right,
was no...
Exactly. More,
I mean, okay, no, so how no, many more, of us have gotten flipped thought. Off or flipped someone off? If you don't know the story, these two people were driving to work. This woman I don't know, they cut a woman off. The woman a couple miles down the road flips them off. The guy in the passenger seat of the other car then takes out a gun, shoots into her car, and kills her six-year-old son. And then goes on to, like, live his life for a few weeks until he realizes
care.
That they're looking for him.
It.
He ditches his car, and he cuts off his beard and tries to look like he's somebody different. And in the meantime, still brandishing his weapon at people who are driving on the streets. So they're looking for more people because they don't think that these two incidences that we know about are by themselves, that he probably does this all the time. So they're asking for people to come forward if someone in this type of car, in this vehicle that could be him, had threatened them on the road. I just, you know, in California, nothing's going to happen to this guy. And you know, there's a family without a six-year-old in it now, and it's tragic. It is absolutely tragic. And the reason that crime is spiking in California is because the police cannot enforce, and because even if people do get arrested, it's laughable what happens to them. If they happen to get convicted, the governor comes along and lets people out of jail every year. I mean, it's to the tens of thousands of people. I'm not just talking about clemency like you see people get, you know, their sentences taken away when they have people in power. No, he lets tens of thousands of people out of jail every single year.
It's not right. It's not justice by any stretch of the imagination. Send the guy away or just shoot him. And again, the longer it takes to go through trial, the less respect people have for the law.
And the more they commit crimes.
And more,
and it's a vicious circle because they think they can get away with it.
Round and round they go. Okay, a couple of sports notes here. We were talking about the COVID situation, the lady from New Zealand who qualified as an Olympic team member. Here's somebody from Uganda that's tested positive for COVID. Isn't this what people are worried about? Or are most of the teams going to Tokyo vaccinated at this point in time? Or isn't there some way of making sure they all get vaccinated? Didn't we give the United States give like hundreds of thousands or millions of COVID vaccines to some place this week earlier? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet, and they're not inoculated yet.
What
I don't think that you. Well, if you look at some of the poorer countries, they just haven't had the resources. That's why the United States and European countries, who are still behind on their own inoculations, that's why, you know, the first world countries are stepping in and donating these extra doses. But it doesn't, unfortunately, the timing for the Olympics is just, it's way off. There just isn't enough time. So the Ugandan Olympic team... let's tell the story. So they land, and then one of them tests positive at the airport. So now he's in isolation, and the Tokyo health officials there, who have been very against anybody allowed in the stands. Then they announced that, you know, they're going to allow 10,000 fans per event. I mean, it's going to be, Japan is just, it's a mess, and it's going to be a huge mess. And so right now there are 9 people that are there from the Ugandan team, and 1 out of the 9 has it. Can you imagine if it's 100,000 people showing up?
Yeah. Well, see, that's it.
Yeah.
And then what do you do if we are consistent, at least am I going to be consistent with saying life goes on. You know, the chips fall where they may, don't cancel stuff. These people, though, have worked very hard. It's a hard thing
to deal with, grappling
with all of this. Yeah,
it's tough for the athletes, yes, and I understand how much dedication and time and preparation goes into it. But for the people living in Japan, I mean, it's like, it's almost, what was it, 86% of citizens said they didn't want it to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the ones who are really the most vulnerable.
I don't even know why people want the Olympics, to be honest. Like, it's like this badge of, like, honor to get the Olympics. But it's hard. I mean, yeah, they clean up a city when the Olympics come to town, but at what cost, you know?
Exactly.
It's like,
well, the Japanese
it's not just COVID, it's just everything.
The Japanese are the most racist in a group. They don't like blacks, they don't like whites, they don't want people to come from other countries. They're pretty isolated. And so this is not something that they feel good about for any number of reasons. And the most convenient is COVID at the moment anyway. So, again, I wouldn't go. Would you go, the three of you? Would you go to the Olympics? Had an opportunity to get
If I was an athlete, yes. If I was an athlete, no. I could get a vaccine.
No,
but
a spectator.
As a fan, no. Yeah. Watch it at home. I mean,
I don't even watch it on TV, so no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a Summer Olympics fan. Yeah, I'm more Winter Olympics.
The Supreme Court yesterday said that the NCAA, which is the governing body for college sports, would not be able to prohibit. Listen to this. Would not be able to stop student athletes from getting modest payments if they're related to their education. So what kind of a can of worms does that open up? Anybody, you know, okay, I got to have a car to get around. So the local car dealer is going to give me a Lamborghini because
or computers or yeah. internships or
right.
you know trips abroad, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I'm really mixed on this because I think that the purity of college sports should remain, and money just corrupts it. But at the same time, you have a lot of schools and a lot of divisions, like the NCAA and others, that are making a lot of money off of kids who never get to see any of it. So I don't know. I'm very mixed on this because I feel like the purity of the sport should remain without it. But is it also fair for the schools and the divisions to be making all the money on the kids' backs? And so this isn't the one that I think
huge
will be the
money.
Biggest.
Look at March Madness. How much dough that brings in.
But
billion.
So this is going to be
$1.
A step in the direction of what athletes want, which is to sell their image for likenesses and stuff. That is not what this decision was about. It was about when free competition, free market, essentially when kids are shopping schools, now colleges can say, okay, I'm going to give you this internship in the off season. I'm going to give you this computer. I'm going to give you this stuff, these supplies, and this housing.
But then there are some, like LeBron James didn't even go to college. He went right to play basketball. He was 18 out of high school. Bingo.
Yeah.
He was gone. So does that encourage more people?
Well, he had the talent, though. I mean, there's a difference there, too.
Yeah. But there are lots of, you know, look at the billion-dollar deals the TV networks give to the colleges or to the NCAA, and then the colleges all split the money. This is huge.
I've always been in favor of sort of like a deferred payment for the student athletes, so they're not
that happening. What do you mean? You graduate and then you get a check for $100,000? What does that mean?
Yeah, like it should be held in escrow. So so while you're actually academically, you know, doing your work and you're still in the school system, before you graduate or before you opt out and you go into one of the pro leagues, I think that there should be either like a stipend that they get that's like a set percentage, so it's fair and equal for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, you know, we've seen lots of back in the day, you know, like before everyone got cracked down on. But you know, you saw a lot of people getting houses just to go and play. You know, come to USC and play football here. I think this was the Reggie Bush thing, and then you know, all of a sudden his grandma has a brand new house. So like things like that, you know, and that went on. I mean, that's been going on for years, especially with football and basketball.
It's crooked.
Yeah.
They're crooks. What are they teaching the kids, in a manner of speaking? What sort of lesson is there in this for youngsters who are going off to college? By the way, just as an aside, have you noticed in the rulings that have come down, because this is the end of the season, by the time we get to the end of June, all of the various things that have been debated come out, so they're all now sort of piling up with the rulings, the information about how they got to the decisions they got to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But with all of the moaning and groaning and grousing on both sides about the politics of a particular person and whoever nominated this person. I see a very interesting trend here, and it isn't really political. Did anybody else make that?
Oh, I think it's actually overtly political. And well,
really?
Yes, because what the... I think we talked about it last week, didn't we, when the Supreme Court came down with the big decisions on Friday, but... You know, for so long, well, not for so long, but right now it seems to be the message, especially with, like, Chuck Schumer and the Senate, that this is an activist court and that it's divided 5-4 and that the only way around it is to pack the Supreme Court. And so many people, insiders at the Supreme Court, know that every justice sitting on the court thinks that's a terrible idea, even the ones who are appointed by liberal presidents.
The public thinks it's a bad idea. The public
thinks it's a bad idea, too.
Well, no, he said that he would look into
this. He got pushed into that. He was very adamant on the campaign trail that he was not in favor of that. And then he got pushed into saying he would look into it, but he's not going to do it.
Nah. Either way.
He's too
conservative.
It's like Roe v. Wade. That's not going to change.
This is the argument. It's like, you know, remember when Amy Coney Barrett was appointed and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and all these people out there goes your health care. Well, no, they ruled not 7-2 on health care with Clarence Thomas voting with the liberal justices to maintain the Health Care Act because of the precedence of the bill. So this
to me
is them spending. No, she voted for it with Clarence Thomas.
Who voted
in the majority.
It
was Alito and it was Gorsuch. It was Gorsuch and Alito.
Right. But you see, you're making, we need to hold on here for a second, but we're arguing against ourselves here.
We're making things up.
I think just
the point is that the message is that the justices have made a concerted effort to give these big decisions that show unanimity because they don't want there to be any thought that the Supreme
kind
Court
of, thank
needs
you. That
more
was my,
justices.
That was kind of where I was going.
But then there's one other aspect, though. We haven't gotten to the major abortion cases yet. Liberals are
all going to depend on how
watching
the law is written. It's not about whether you like abortion or health care and all that stuff. It's about
48 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
After the hour now. This is the Tech Talk portion of this hour of the DJV show. Victoria Keelan here with Doug on the FCC. They have updated how many emergency alerts can come. I'm not sure I understand the message here. What's the message?
They're changing how emergency alerts hit your cell phone, basically. So the FCC said that they're combining two categories. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but they have there's one from FEMA, which are alerts that natural disasters, storms, things like that, resources.
Does everybody get them?
Disaster.
Because I don't know that I get them. Frankly.
It depends on what's happening in your area. So if something happens in Massachusetts and there's a hurricane coming, then you might be close enough to the shoreline that you might get a FEMA emergency message. The other type of message is what they call the presidential alerts, and that one's not as clear. So what they're doing now is they're combining FEMA and presidential alerts and making them into one new category called national alerts. And this is going to be active on any device that gets a wireless signal. So this is basically every cell phone or iPad or your home computer if you're on Wi-Fi. So the goal of the alerts is to warn the public, like I said, of impending crises. Now, I don't know if you remember this, Doug, but back in 2018, there was that false alert in Hawaii that basically said there was an incoming ballistic missile.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
And they had like 45 seconds to live, and it was totally wrong. Yeah, it was awful. It was horrible. Yeah. So the new rules, the FCC, because we've got a new regime. So the FCC said that the system is so outdated, and so now they are the new rules. provides states with a checklist of information for their own emergency alert system. So each state has their own. And then they're also encouraging states to form committees to help administer the alerts on the statewide level to make sure that what you're getting is accurate and applicable to where you live or where you are. So under the new rules, the government agencies can now report false emergency alerts 24/7 to the FCC Operations Center. And they're now giving guidance on how alert originators can repeat an alert transmission. So it's essentially they're trying to cut through all of the cobwebs and make it more streamlined. And there's actually going to be a national test. There are two different tests coming up. They're both on August 11th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. So FEMA and the FCC will do a nationwide. They're going to test out the whole system. Remember, we used to, when we were kids, it would come across the TV. And
yes.
So now you're going to
when
find
you were
this.
Kids.
Yeah, why? It doesn't that didn't happen when you were a kid?
No.
How did you
there
get
was,
an well, emergency
they
alert?
Connell Rad, we got them in, I remember getting them in school. We tested for what was called the Connell Rad alert, which was supposed to tell you, it was the only serious thing anybody worried about was we were going to get into a nuclear war with the Russians, and so we had a practice in school of protecting ourselves, and that amounted to going into the boiler room in school or hiding under the stairwell. That was it.
So on your television, you didn't get the color bars and the alert and that annoying beeping.
When I was a kid, we didn't have color TV.
Oh, jeez. All right, next story.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, what's going on in Massachusetts? Okay, stand by.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Okay, we're back into the real world here. What's going on in Massachusetts that is of notice?
Well, Google appears to have automatically installed the COVID-19 exposure notification app for Massachusetts residents who have Android phones. And so they're not happy about it either because they didn't actually give Google permission to do this.
Yeah.
And so the system it's not active until you turn it on. However, it's called Mass Notify. That's the name of the app. It launched on June 15th. It's basically to allow you, it gives you the alert if your phone is near another phone of someone who has been exposed to the virus. So if you are an Android user and you don't want the app on your phone, you're going to have to go and manually yank it off and delete it.
Here we go. More friendly stuff from your favorite computer and phone.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.